Welcome, everyone, back to Stay Indoors, the Geek Garden podcast where we talk about whatever nerdy things are on our minds while we're staying inside because it's rainy, because we live in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
I will be Kelly McCabe today. To my left is...
Brandon Lewis.
And...
I'm also on the left.
You're on the other left.
I'm Sean Famish.
Excellent. So today we're doing pre-3, our pre-E3 breakdown of... We're not going to be super news-heavy. Yeah, it's just kind of stuff that we're excited about, slash that we know is coming, yeah. Slash we think might happen, whatever. I want to do a little bit on each one with you guys.
You got a bit, right?
Got a little bit. It's not anything crazy. So you guys can't look at my special laptop here. I'm going to turn the brightness down.
Sean, don't look.
I'm sensitive about my laptop screen.
I know you are.
All right, so.
Now that I can't not look at it.
We're going to jump in with the first press conference. I don't have like the date and times exactly on here, but I just went in order of the press conferences as they're happening. The first one is going to be EA. So, as you guys know, EA has been kind of a big deal over the last year as far as like controversies and
being shitty.
People hating and stuff.
Last year was interesting.
I know. So, So, I think that the sort of the tone of the press conference is going to kind of depend on... whether or not they learned any lessons from this year, like
no,
what their sort of thing is.
I think they just want to make more money this year.
I think that's going to be the main thrust of the presentation is, yay, we're here for the money.
Video games are just a way for us to
ring
money out of you.
Gotcha.
You're dripping wet with money, we got to get the last drop of dollar.
So I have a couple things that are almost definitely going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is Anthem.
They even
teased. There's like a little teaser thing for 2018 Anthem trailer for E3.
I was excited about Anthem.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah,
was. And then I'm just like, how marketed? How many microtransactions?
It just feels like it's going to end up being like a disappointing Destiny-esque.
With loot boxes. I want to fly around in a mix.
I know. It's you're telling me. Believe me, I know.
I do it.
Wait and see. Maybe it'll be a bargain bin game. You know, we'll all get it once it's like $10 in like a couple years.
Yeah, and then they're gonna release their Destiny expansion where it's basically none of the features of the game really work anymore unless you upgrade.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Mm.
They're gonna probably have a whole bunch of Star Wars stuff in the works. Whether or not we see any of it
is kind of true. They might announce their one of the next big Star Wars games.
They're gonna have a bunch of sports.
Sports.
Oh right,
NHL, NFL.
NBA
2K18,
yeah.
2K19,
it'll be 2K19.
2019.
Actually, MLB The Show is Sony, randomly.
Oh, what?
It's a Sony, yeah. I don't know what the deal is
EA
there.
EA doesn't do 2K, do they?
I think
so. It's 2K that does 2K.
No? Because it's like NBA 2K, right? Like 2018. 2K is like...
No, I think theirs is like NBA 18. Like there are two. Like 2K is actually made by 2K.
I don't know about this, but okay. I can't confirm or deny, so...
Fair.
We're going to say maybe.
Okay.
The official stance is maybe.
Maybe. Sports games, we know so much about.
And there will be Battlefield, because they just announced Battlefield 5?
Battlefield.
It's going to be World War 2.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Why World War 2 again, though?
Because we're back to boots on the ground. Boots on the ground is boots on the ground. This game is boots on the ground. That's like COD's big thing.
Oh, yeah.
Is they're, like, trying to get you back into, like...
Boots on the ground.
Boots on the ground.
Boots on the ground.
No more mech suits. No more jumping on walls. Because that was Titanfall.
Isn't Call of Duty Black Ops 4 or something coming out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, that's going
to
be...
Like,
no,
but that's
supposed
not
to be... Boots on the ground.
No, that's actually... I don't know. It's supposed to be... That's got a whole Battle Royale thing going on.
I don't know.
It's going
to be... You're going to be jumping around again.
Yeah.
Because Titanfall. That was Black Ops' thing, I think.
But, yeah. Anyway, we'll get to... We'll talk about COD.
Okay, continue.
We will?
Only briefly.
Oh, thank God.
There's just a little...
I just don't know anything about it anymore.
So anyway, that's sort of what we know that they have or working on. They'll probably announce some little indie thing or whatever. I think last year was when they announced A Way Out.
Oh, yeah.
So they'll have some little indie project or like other partner thing they're doing through the EA Originals program.
Yeah.
So this is the little thing. We're gonna do this for each press conference. We're kind of blasting through them because we're doing all of E3 in the next like 45 minutes to an hour.
Cool.
So we're going.
Go.
So we can stick on stuff that we want to stick on, but if we don't care about it.
Well, I could talk more about Anthem, but I'm just gonna be disappointed.
Well, you're trying to get our hopes
up. We'll break it down in our post E3 about like what we see.
Uh-huh.
You know, because we've only seen that original stuff.
Yeah.
So we're gonna be doing okay or no way.
Okay, okay or no way.
So I'm just gonna, for each press conference, I've got like one or several. There's a varying amount for each one. Okay. Little scenarios of things that could or could not happen.
Okay.
And you guys, don't think about it. I'm going to say the thing, and then you either say okay or no way.
Are we doing it like the same time, or are you going to like be like, hey, Sean?
No, it'll be like each one of you, either one of you can go first. But, or if you're the same time, that's fine too. Just like say your opinion on it.
Oh.
But you want to be quick. You want to be quick about it. And we're not, unless you really, really want to, we're not even going to talk about it. We're just going to be like, this thing, yes or no.
Okay.
Yeah? Okay, so we're talking EA. Okay or no way, Anthem will have no microtransactions.
No way.
One of the Star Wars games will come out this year.
Yes.
All right. Okay. I like that. I'm actually intrigued by that, because I would have said no. That's awesome. At EA's press conference, they show a video of people working at computers, but not what they're working on.
Yes.
We're all in agreement there.
Just a montage.
Yeah.
Bump.
We're really passionate about the things we do here.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, computers, so that we're all in the same page.
They show a wireframe or something really generic.
Yeah, you can't tell what it is.
EA reminds me of a bad college ad. We go to the college and we love it. It's like,
start your career now.
Yeah.
And the last one for EA, Star Wars 1313 is resurrected.
No way.
Okay.
No way.
Okay, so Brennan's doing the realism, the cynical realism, and like Sean's doing the hopeful optimist. Okay. Did they announce it? Okay, cool. I like that. So the next press conference is Microsoft. Microsoft has just, like, however you feel about them, they've been falling behind this like generation on consoles. They haven't had the exclusives. They haven't had whatever.
Xbox One X 2.
Yes way. Though. Like, you joke, but yes.
But it's going to be there. Their big thing is that they're going to have to come up with stuff that we don't know about, I think, is going to be, like, the selling point of how they succeed this year.
Stuff
so,
Microsoft coming out,
so. So stuff that, like, is either definitely happening or rumored to probably be happening is, like, a Halo 6, a Gears 5.
Yeah.
We should see Crackdown 3.
Right.
I don't know how you guys are on the hype levels on Crackdown 3.
Don't care at this point, but
I think it's been too long.
Crackdown 3 will definitely be like a bargain bin game for me.
Yeah.
For sure. That's what the first two were for me, to be honest. Like, it was like, oh, look, it's $10 now.
I enjoyed the first one quite a bit. It was fun to run around, and then I never liked the second one at all. But the third one, they're like, fully destructible environments. And then, from what I've seen, they've had a lot of problems with that one feature.
Yeah, well, because originally they were saying, like, oh, we're just going to release, like, the single player first, and then it's going to be the multiplayer later when we get, like, our cloud servers online for the destructible environments. But then I think they flipped it. It was going to be multiplayer first, and then single player because they wanted the destructible environments but couldn't do it without the cloud. Like, there's been all kinds of back and forth, and it's been delayed. And, like, it's supposed to have been out for, like, a year or two by now.
Like, two or three E3s ago that they showed the original trailer?
It's been a while. Sea of Thieves might have some, like, expansion stuff.
Might have more game.
I think they'll definitely have some expansion stuff for Sea of Thieves,
And
they might have a complete game by the end of it.
That'd be nice. And then they'll probably have, same thing with EA, they'll probably have some indie stuff, like, Ori and the Blind Forest and Ori and the something.
Ori and the Will of the Wisps.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
Ori
but, yeah.
and something of the Wisps.
It'll be something along those lines, probably coming out with that. So we've got a couple here that I just thought were fun. So we've already decided that there will be the Microsoft, the Xbox One X 2. That's definitely happening.
Xbox One X 2.
100%.
I don't see why they wouldn't.
100p. So, okay or no way, okay. Scalebound is back.
No way.
I know. I really want it, though. Okay or no way, a new Battletoads game from Rare.
Okay.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys see it?
Yeah.
Well, not only can I see it, Microsoft needs to start digging for things. They need to be like, what can we get? Battletoads.
Rare as a developer as well. Like, they've been going downhill too, and they need to kind of pull out something.
Yeah, because, like, Sea of Thieves is supposed to be there, like, we're back, and then it was really disappointing for a lot of people. So I think, and, like, personally, I'd love that, and I think that, like, with with Sony sort of doing the nostalgia play lately with, like, Crash and Spyro and, like, the Medieval remaster, I guess it's not, like, impossible to think that they would, like, make a new modern version of one of their old games or, like, some updated remaster.
It feels like we're in that era now.
They did Rare Replay, but I could see, like, a modern Battletoads, you know? Yeah. All right, cool. Yeah. I'm down for that. And then, okay or no way, the next Halo game has a Battle Royale mode.
Okay.
No way.
Okay, 100%.
You're seeing it?
Oh, yeah. I see it in my mind's eye. It's already there with their Halo 5 Warzone. It's basically what that is. But, like, you just expand on that and do a free-for-all.
I mean, he's probably the resident Halo expert, so I'm going to take his word on it.
Okay, well, they've got, like, a 42-1. Is it 20 versus 20? I can't remember. I haven't played
Never mind.
Fucking ever. But it's, like...
It got. I think it's bigger than 20 versus 20, I think. It's like
No, huge. The Warzone is 20v20.
Yeah.
And then there's AI in that.
Oh, okay. So,
kind of like a Titanfall thing where there was like the grunt?
Yeah, there's like the grunts, but they're neutral. They're like a neutral thing, and you kill them to get points, and you buy cards and use those microtransaction cards to like spawn super weapons and vehicles and stuff.
Fantastic. Right.
Groovy.
No.
All right, is that Microsoft?
I think that's Microsoft. Cool. There's nothing that I'm going into it hyped about, but I'm always open to see what they show off.
I'm hoping we see, like, at least one or two original IPs.
Yeah, because they keep announcing stuff and then canceling it, and I'd like to see something that I can... The other problem is that if they announce something, I might just assume that they're going to cancel it and not be that hyped.
But... Yeah, it also sucks that, like, we're none of us are on the Microsoft train at all, so, like, even if they do show something, like, that looks cool, and then we don't...
I mean, I was ready to buy an Xbox for Scalebound.
Oh, so was I, to be fair. Yeah.
I was. So if they have something like that.
But again, that was, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Well, before I bought my PS4, I was ready to buy an Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, like, had a really shitty E3 press conference where, like, oh, it's all going to be digital. We're not doing game discs. You can't trade.
You can watch sports.
And I was like, I just want something simple, dude. I'm going to go buy a PS4 because it sounds like they have
Sony's
games.
Like, we got Bloodborne.
And I was like, I don't know about that. And then I played Bloodborne and I was like,
That's kind of Microsoft. We don't know what's coming. Speaking of not knowing what's coming, Bethesda was going to be next up. And they kind of have a habit of
Skyrim
announcing
Mobile.
Stuff.
Skyrim 2.
They kind of have a habit of announcing stuff and then... like releasing something like within that year, like they'll announce something at E3 that ends up coming out in like October, November.
Yeah.
So we can't know what that is, but we do know about Fallout 76.
Yes,
which
I think we'll see gameplay of that.
I think we'll at least have somebody talking about what it is, but probably gameplay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's been rumors that it's like a survival RPG MMO like thing. We don't really know what it is.
76.
That's awful.
Rumor of, like, Prey DLC.
Okay,
or some kind of expansion of Prey.
Okay. I'll finally have a reason to buy Prey.
Yeah, there you go.
I already want to buy Prey.
Space Dishonored.
Well, I'm just waiting for it to...
Maybe something like DLC for Wolfenstein 2 or something.
There's already a bunch of Wolfenstein 2 DLC.
Oh, is there two DLC? I thought it was only one. Okay.
There's three packs that have come out. I don't know if they're going to make any more.
Okay, they probably won't then. Never mind. And yes, no Starfield? We don't know.
Starfield. I forgot about that.
Starfield is like is a trademark or like copyright or whatever that they have had for years. Like they renewed it, like they started it like years ago, and they just keep renewing it when it's going to expire.
Mm-hmm.
And so like there have been like purported leaks and stuff that sort of hint that it might be
in the works.
Like a space, it's supposed to be set in this world of Fallout, if like the rumors are true, but it's like in space. So it's, like, even farther in the future. I think it's, like, once they've, like, sort of rebuilt and then Earth is so bad we go to space or something. Like, that's sort of the premise, I think.
Interesting. I wonder if it's going to have the same 50s aesthetic
idea. Yeah, nobody really knows. It's just, like, a name that they have.
Yeah.
So every E3, there's, like, a little bit of, like, are we going to see Starfield? What's happening? So, that's about all we have.
Doom 2.
Doom 2? Yeah. You're thinking?
I hope.
You're on the hype train?
I'm always on the hype train.
For Doom 2?
Give me Doom or give me Death.
Wow.
Interesting.
You're really into that, huh?
Hmm?
You're like, yes, Doom.
Doom. I need to Doom. To Doom or to die.
I think he needs help.
That is the rub. What was his name? Whether it is Doom or in the mines, to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous Doom, or if arms against the sea of Doom, by supposing... Doom, then
Doom, 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 doom.
It's just doom and iambic pentameter.
Oh, man.
Okay.
All right, so I got a couple here for you guys.
Okay.
Hit me. Elder Scrolls Legacy Remaster. Everything up to Oblivion. Remastered Collection.
Okay. Yeah. They really like releasing the same games over and over.
Only if it's on Switch and VR as well.
Right.
Yes.
No, those get released later.
Oh, right.
They get everybody to buy it, and then they release it again, and then they release it again, and then they release the remastered.
It's early on Steam, Ultimate, and then a console, with VR. Then they remaster it on console and PC, and then they release it for Switch,
yeah.
And then VR.
Cool.
Like 10 years from now.
And then...
after you bought it like 5 times.
After you already own it, yes. Yeah. They still get you to buy it. And then this one kind of ties into what we were talking about before, but I want to get your guys' snap thoughts on it. Okay or no way, Fallout MMO.
No way.
Okay.
No way.
Ooh. Okay, now I want explain to me. Where are you coming from on this one, Brandon?
Mine's not so much based on, like, I don't know, I've just, like, I've heard a lot of speculation about it, and I'm just, like, I have a weird feeling
that... like, you think that's what 76 is? That's what 76 is?
Might be leading towards, okay. Yeah.
Cool.
So, yes. 76, maybe an MMO, sure. But, I think, how many MMOs do you really want to start splitting your franchise on? Because they already have an MMO for Elder Scrolls, and whether or not that's super popular, I don't really know. But would you, like, if you're a fan of Bethesda games, how likely are you to drop the one MMO you're already playing with them and then pick up a new one?
Fair enough.
Right? So I don't know that it's a good business idea for them right now.
If I was to play Devil's Advocate, I would argue that, like, there's the potential for the same splitting of the player base in Fallout, like, mainstream Fallout and Elder Scrolls.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, you've got people who, like, at least like me, I don't really play them anymore, but I played Oblivion and Skyrim, but I was never interested in Fallout.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So there's probably some people who are on the opposite side of that, and they're trying to get them in on the MMO side, who don't care about ESO. I don't know, but I'm just playing Devil's Advocate. It's really funny,
I find that everybody I know who plays Fallout, like, also plays the Elder Scrolls series, but a lot of people I know who play Elder Scrolls, like, have never even touched Fallout, including myself.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, you've never, like, touched
Fallout?
No.
Ever. You haven't touched it?
Nope. No, I know. It doesn't interest me.
No, do you want to touch it over here?
No.
I've got it right here. Just touch the game. You've touched Fallout now.
You lying bastard.
Son of a bitch.
So, yeah, I don't know if it really would split their player base.
I think it would. Because I don't know that a lot of people, like, are super ham about Fallout and not about Elder Scrolls. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean... assumedly... if it is what they're doing, they have a reason to think that. But yeah. I don't know. But I'm interested.
It's
in that.
It's all speculation.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
All speculation.
It's all speculation. So we're just gonna do one more here, real quick. The next one is Devolver Digital.
Okay.
And so that'll just be whatever it is.
Okay.
That'll be as weird.
I've got an okay, no way for them.
Yeah.
Okay or no way. Their press conference will be as cringy as last year's.
No way.
No way.
I think it'll still be bad, but I think it'll be a little bit less cringy.
I think they really hit a limit.
Yeah.
I think they had like a niche market going for them too.
Well, the thing is, their actual press conference was actually kind of funny.
Yeah.
It was like the weird after show that just seemed like it didn't have a direction. It was just like zany for zany's sake.
Yeah, yeah. It's just so weird.
But I think that the... yeah, I think it'll be toned down a little bit more and a little more focused on the games. It's my guess. Again, we can't really know what they're going to have because my hope... okay, here's one that I just thought of, guys. Okay or no way, they're announcing Bo Staff for Absolver.
Okay.
Oh, Sean doesn't care anymore. The hype is gone.
No. Yeah, they had their chance to have Bo Staff.
I want to say it okay was like so badly.
Week three was Bo Staff time. And then they were just like, we'll do it eventually.
Yeah, I don't think I've heard of anything Absolver, like, since, like, a month after it was released. Like, I just feel like I haven't heard anything. And, yeah.
That's the kind of game they needed to have content ready to go to keep players interested. so that they could sell you on more stuff, right? Like, I'd be totally interested to buy a $10 pack of a new, it's like two new areas and bow staffs.
And gear, and yeah.
And I'd be like, oh, hell yeah, I want to just explore and fight some dudes, right? But they didn't
they
do
did,
that.
They did add a 3v3 mode that we should probably get into.
We should
point,
try that.
I mean,
that sounds fun.
But. I mean, that's fun and that's great. But, like, unless I have a reason to kind of come back to the game besides that, what's the point, right?
No, I know what you're saying. I do. Right. I do love that game.
No, and I understand that. I myself want a reason to come back to it.
Alrighty. So the next one is going to be Square Enix.
Final Fantasy 18.
Kingdom Hearts 3.
Whoa, okay, guys. I gotta do my little preface first. Come on.
Marvel.
So Square only does a press conference. Like, they're not as on the same level as something like Microsoft or Sony, who, like, shows up every year because they've got their hardware and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They tend to, obviously, like, they're releasing third-party titles on, like, other people's hardware.
Yeah.
So they don't have a press conference every year,
mm-hmm.
which means they only do it when they've got something, like, big they want to show off, Ooh. Which means that their show should be pretty good. So the stuff we know is happening. Or we know that what they have, whether or not they show it, is the Marvel Avengers project.
Oh, they're actually going to show that?
Well, we know they have it. We don't know if they're going to show up. They announced it, I think, last year at
E3. I don't think the game's ever coming out.
And they...
That'd be pretty disappointing if they made, like, a huge announcement like that and then just...
I think that with the company of, like Square Enix, but also Marvel's, like, renewed interest in gaming, I think it's definitely happening,
mm-hmm.
how close we are to it. And the fact that it's supposed to be, like, a multi-game project, I think.
Yeah.
I guess, like, they announced, because they've got Crystal Dynamics and
Square Enix.
No, one of the other Square Montreal or something. They've got two of, like, the studios that are, like, under Square Enix, under their umbrella as a publisher.
Yeah.
That they've said are going to be working on projects. So, anyway, there's that. They're probably going to show off. It's called Shadow of the Tomb Raider. The new Tomb Raider game?
Yeah.
Is Square Enix doing the new Tomb Raiders? Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, they publish them, I believe.
Oh, okay.
I think it's Crystal Dynamics, the developer,
mm-hmm.
is the one who's been working on it. Which is part of why I actually played the first one of these mm-hmm. new ones, was because they announced the Marvel project, and they said Crystal Dynamics was going to be working on it. And I was like, I want to see how they do, like, action and stuff. And it was, like, decent. I had a good time. It was fun. And it's, I hear that they've gotten better mechanically. Like, I haven't played them, but...
Yeah, I've heard that the games have gotten progressively, like, better as far as I'm concerned. But
yeah.
I haven't played them. I've only played the first one like you have.
And then Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yeah, there'll be more of that.
Yeah.
But that's coming out this year, I think, so... I don't think there's a lot more they can show.
They'll probably show off, like, a world.
They'll show, like, a boss, like, in a world or something, and, like...
Yeah. I don't know. But that's only the stuff that, like, I know for sure is
Final Fantasy
is, like, 7, happening.
Probably.
Well, hang on.
Right.
We're gonna get there.
Oh, well,
Okay. Okay or no way.
Okay or no way.
No way or okay.
We see either a Marvel or Star Wars cameo in Kingdom Hearts 3.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
The reason why I say that, has anyone seen the recent Wreck-It Ralph trailer?
No.
So Star Wars is in Wreck-It Ralph 2.
Oh.
Which is very interesting.
Yeah.
There's like a scene where they're in, like, this... I haven't seen the first Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, it's so good.
I know. But there's, like, some scene where this machine parks.
And Ralph?
And, like, one of them is, like, Star Wars. And then there's a scene where the girl is being chased by First Order Stormtroopers.
Huh.
Yeah. And I was like, interesting. So they are trying to...
Do that. All right.
The world.
So. All right. Gross. Cool. Okay or no way, we see the announcement of Tomb Raider cross Deus Ex.
Crossover.
No way.
Cool.
No way.
All right.
No way.
All right.
Are you fucking smoking crap while you're doing this? Deus Ex and Tomb Raider, a game no one wanted or expected. And here we go, merging this like a... fucking child.
Some horrifying chimera. Well, the only thing that I was thinking of both of those studios is because the people who do the new, like, the Deus Ex games are the other studio that's working on the Marvel stuff.
Yeah, I just...
Eidos Montreal. Sorry, that's it.
Okay.
I figured it out.
Congratulations.
Okay or no way, the Avengers video game project is a multi-game deal recreating the development of the MCU. By which I don't mean that they're making, like, games of all the MCU films, but they're going to do like a bunch of solo games and then culminate in an Avengers game.
Like an like a video game equal to the MCU.
Yeah, like that style of development, but its own story and narrative and characters.
I'm going to say no way.
All right.
Gotta say no way too, man.
All right, okay.
It is just, I think it would be just a hassle for them. I don't know. I
feel like it's too late in the game.
They hate making money.
It's too late in the game. Like, if you told me they were coming out, like, maybe they do different characters, but if you told me they were coming out with, like...
12 years!
Yeah, if you told me they were coming out, like, with an Iron Man game, with a Captain America game, blah, blah, I think everyone's past that. They're like, just give me Avengers or new people. Like if it was a Black Panther game, I could see that.
Yeah, can you imagine? Okay, like, your Iron Man game, it's really kind of open world, you do a lot of missions, it's like 60 hours. Your Captain America game is like 15 hours, close quarter combat, and then you're like, okay, I have spent 75 hours playing those two games, and then they're like, but no, wait, Thor now. And you're like,
and Hulk.
No.
I forget that not everyone is me sometimes, because that just sounds great to me.
It sounds fun. That sounds ideal. That's like,
I don't think
like,
it would sell.
But then you're like, now, okay, if you want to play the Avengers game, you got to buy all these other games, or you're out.
Yeah, fair enough.
Open,
I want a Cap game so bad, but I could see why they wouldn't do it.
I just thought of, like, an open-world Avengers game where, like, you can play the game as any Avenger and you can, like, co-op.
Hawkeye.
But I don't think open-world would work for all the Avengers.
I think that if we get an Avengers game, it's got to be level-based, like, and linear.
Yeah.
Partly because not everybody can, like, fly or web-swing or, like, whatever characters they include. But also just because I think that you want to be able to create, like, scenarios where different characters get to use their skills to, like, solve particular problems.
Yeah.
And I think that's more tailor-made to, like built levels, right? Like, mm-hmm. like Dishonored wouldn't be as good of a game if it was open world.
No.
Because it's these tight environments where you get to, like, explore and see, like, exactly where you can go. And, like, oh, Cap can go this way and, like, Iron Man can fly over here, but, like, Thor can break through. Like, what, you know what I mean? And I think that's just
the... very cool.
No, totally. It's very cool. Just running around New York, whatever.
I love the idea.
Okay. Or no way. Avengers Project includes a Marvel DC crossover.
No way.
Yeah, I know.
No
All right.
way.
Get out.
I want it. I want a Marvel DC fighting game.
You're just such a nerd. It'd
be so good.
I heard that Marvel was the one that keeps saying no to that, eh?
Well, yeah. it's like how Sony is saying no to, like, crossplay.
Yeah,
and stuff
right.
with stuff is because, like, Sony's on top. They don't need to.
Yeah.
Like, Microsoft's like, yeah, we'll do it. And Sony's like, yeah, but we don't need you.
Yeah.
And, like, Marvel's kind of, as far as, like, films and stuff goes, Marvel doesn't need to play nice because they're making way more money and, like, have a way better
perception.
Like,
I totally get it.
It just sucks.
Also, well, I would not want to mix any of the DC film tones with what's going on with Marvel.
No.
But then, of course, it gives, like,
it would have to be something new.
It gives, like, DC ammo to be like, Marvel keeps saying no and we want it. And it's like, well, you suck, so.
Yeah.
Up your game, son.
Okay or no way.
No way.
Kingdom Hearts drops this year. But I think you said it already is.
I think. I'm pretty sure the release date.
I haven't heard a release date.
No way.
I thought there was a release date already. I'd be wrong. I'm gonna say okay.
No way.
Okay, we're gonna continue.
I don't want that game to look on.
Yeah, whoever's watching this is like, they've already said it's coming out in a month.
Okay.
And the last one here. Okay or no way. Final Fantasy VII Remake actually gets some news.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
You guys are hopeful that we're going to see something?
I've never played the game. I want to. I want to find my Sephiroth.
Yeah, I'd like to play it too, because I never played it.
That's like
either.
When you find, like, a romance, right? When you find someone who you destiny is like soulmate, they call it a Sephiroth or something? I've never played the game. I wouldn't know.
No.
It's Cloud's romantic commitment.
So I'm skeptical because I looked it up and it just says 2018 for Kingdom Hearts 3.
Ooh,
but the picture
good.
Is of like a PlayStation 3 case.
Oh.
So I'm like, if this is like an old rumor that like.
Yeah.
But I'm like pretty confident it's supposed to. Oh, apparently it will be announced at E3 when it gets released. So there you go.
So my point is valid.
Your point is valid.
Yeah, my point also remains. No way.
We got one in the no and one in the yo.
Also, this game's just never coming.
But I think that's Square Enix. I personally, I'm gonna rein it in, but I just want to see that Marvel stuff. That's what I want.
I'm really hoping, I don't know what else they, like, it's either Marvel stuff for Square Enix, or it's, like, the next Final Fantasy game or more 7 stuff. Like, I don't know what else they would be doing a press conference
mm-hmm.
for.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, like, I don't know if the next Final Fantasy game really grants a full...
Well, I think it might be a combination of stuff, right? Like, I think Kingdom Hearts 3, and if they have stuff to show off from the Marvel project, those two alone, I think, would be worth a press conference.
No, that's what I mean, though. Like,
but you
like,
need both of them.
If like... I think it was Kingdom Hearts 3 and a new Final Fantasy game, I don't think that's enough. Right, yeah, like, yeah. I think the Marvel thing is what pushes
that other thing.
Yeah, otherwise they would just release their trailer the same week.
Yeah, like, which I think is what they've done about. In the past.
Yeah.
So, all right, next up is Ubisoft. I feel like I shouldn't be this excited, because I always get, like, inevitably disappointed by Ubisoft, but I always get excited about them.
I always get mixed feelings about Ubisoft.
They always
surprise me.
And,
I want to like them a lot.
Me too. But they've also, like, said that they're going more into, like, the live service game model, which is not something that I enjoy, so that's, like, a problem. So
For Honor 2.
Stuff that we know is coming is Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
What?
Have you not heard about this?
No.
Oh, yeah. It's set in Greece.
Okay.
And they just had a teaser trailer, and it's just, like, two guys in, like, Grecian armor, and one of them, like, Spartan kicks the other one off a cliff, and then it just says AC Odyssey, CUE3 2018.
Just as Spartan.
Yeah, so I'm confused because, like, based on the timeline, we were, like, looking at it a little bit.
Don't even think about it.
I know, but I just have to. They went to the trouble of releasing Assassin's Creed Origins.
Yeah.
Which is supposed to be, like, the birth of the Assassin Order. Haven't played it yet, but that's what the premise was, what they sold us on. But this game has to be before that.
Before that.
So I don't understand. Because there's crossover mentioned in, like, the marketing and stuff for AC Origins, talking about, like, the Romans and Caesar. And now we're going back to Greece and the Odyssey.
I honestly thought that Ubisoft learned their lesson with Assassin's Creed. And before you said that, I was going to say, oh, maybe some more Origins DLC. But nope, a whole new game. Okay.
Yep.
Go for it, Ubisoft.
They're like, we're going to take a little bit of a break to work on our engine. And then once we've got it up and running, we're just going to release it.
How is that game still selling? Like, I literally do not know anyone who bought Origins.
Yeah, I do know a lot of people. Like, I mean, there were people who bought the, like, collector's edition thing that was, like, $800 or whatever. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, Jesus.
No. That, like, sold out. Yeah, there was, like, some, like, I think it was $800, like, collector's edition thing that had, like, a big statue of Bayek. And by big, I mean, like, this big. And, like, collector's art book stuff, but, like, it was, like, $800, and it sold out in, like, the first day or something.
Well, there's diehard fans, right? There are people who, that's, like, their game, right? They played Assassin's Creed 1 through 7, like, 100 times, and that's the only games that they play, right? They just love those games. But you're always gonna find that niche person who's like,
that's true.
My favorite franchise, and I love everything to do with it, and I...
Well, I mean, to be fair, that's, like, me, who's, like, when it comes to Spider-Man games, where, like, I'm, like, I look at them, and I'm, like, this game looks bad. Doesn't look good. Can you guys hold up for me while I go to EB Games and pre-order it, because it's a new Spider-Man game and I'm going to buy it? You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
So it's like that.
Does look good.
The new Spider-Man, looks great.
But, like...
That's not the point I'm making. It's just...
Kelly has mentioned several times he's going to buy the new Spider-Man PS4 that's not coming out, but he's going to buy it if they release one. Even if they release, like, a bundle, like, buy it, it's, like, a regular PS4 with the Spider-Man, he's probably going to go out and buy
it. No, I'm not going to do that, because I'm buying the collector's edition.
He's already pre-ordered it, but he will also buy the other game.
This is the 11th Assassin's Creed game.
Is it
not including 11? Not including the little, like, digital side-scrolling ones?
Does that include, like, Liberation?
Yeah.
On the PSP?
Oh, no. That doesn't include any of the handheld ones. That's just console.
It's just mainline console releases. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's insanity! All right. They also... The For Honor team has said that they're announcing stuff.
Yeah.
The For Honor team has announced that they're definitely releasing, or announcing something at E3.
For Honor 2.
And, oh, really?
Yes. Or... And there was a teaser trailer, and it looks like the community right now thinks it's either a pirate, some kind of, like, Persian Middle Eastern thing, or a Chinese character. Because it's, like, a thick bladed weapon that looks like a falchion or, like, a Chinese Dao or something. And the wrist, all you see is, like, a wrist. And the weapon on the edge of the frame.
No.
And the wrist is, like, an ornamented, like, thing.
They're gonna put in Altair as a character in For Honor.
As much as that would actually be awesome, because Altair's dope, it doesn't look like his like outfit or anything.
Can you imagine, though? I'm just, like, surprised they haven't. Like,
yeah.
They haven't just, like, added, like, an assassin.
Ezio.
Yeah.
Right? Like a free guild sort of, like, assassin.
It's just like
character.
A costume.
So there'll be something there for that. We'll I guess probably see Skull and Bones.
Like, wrist blades. Shit.
Throw Skull and Bones is Assassin's Creed 4.
Requiescat in pace. Yeah, Skull and Bones is the thing that's... They just took the naval combat from the Assassin's Creed games and just made a game about it.
Yeah.
Like, if it was, like, more realistic Sea of Thieves, I'd be into it. But it looks like you just control a ship, like, you are the ship.
There's no people...
There's no crew, yeah, there's and, no like, crew. So that doesn't really... Like, a team-based online multiplayer where it's, like, ships, I think would be... Like, that's what I would find interesting, but I just don't find...
It is though. But it's just you're a boat instead of...
No, that's what I mean, but, like, if it was, like, a couple squads... Like, say it was, like, a 15v15, but each 15 was divided into three groups of five who like, run a ship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then you've got three ships versus three. Like, that I would find so that interesting. Cool.
Yeah.
But this just... And then the potential for, like, boarding and stuff, because I don't... It looks like it's just the ship.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if there's any kind of boarding action or, like, melee combat thing, because if there Which is, that's a, more interesting.
Part of...
But that was the more fun part for me of AC games, is, like, you try to strategically get to the position where then you can board and take over their ship, so... I don't know. I'll see what they show or like what it ends up being, but right now I'm not too hyped.
Man, that'd be so cool. Like the three captains talk to each other and then they communicate to their crew. Like, oh,
yeah,
sorry.
I'd love that. Really cool. Beyond Good and Evil 2, we might see something. It seems like it's a long way out from release, but they might show off some other teaser or something.
Cool. Well, I was watching their like a video of their engine.
Yeah, just showing him like flying in space.
Zooming out.
Yeah.
And you're like, holy shit, dude.
Yeah.
They're like, it's not going to be like No Man's Sky, but it's big. And I'm like, yeah, but it's going to be big. Full of stuff.
And then maybe we'll see something from Starlink.
Starlink.
Starlink is that thing where you, like, build the ship on your controller.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, they showed gameplay, and we're like, what is this? And they showed the physical part, and you're like, oh.
You're like, oh, all right, sure.
Yeah, I'm like...
That's, like, their Toys to Life thing.
Yeah, well.
I don't know... I wonder if that is even still a thing, because, like, even the other Toys to Life stuff is kind of, like...
Yeah, gone down.
Or, like, Skylanders isn't a thing anymore, neither is the Lego Dimensions.
Really?
And Amiibos are, like... They're still around, but they're not as...
As pushed.
Pushed.
As
like, they just come out with new Amiibos every time a new game comes out. And that one is... That one's weird, because, like, Amiibos... are, like, everything Nintendo, when, like, Skylanders, like, Dimension.
Yeah.
It's just, like, those specific games, so, like, I think that's the only reason Amiibos are still...
That's the only reason that I was willing to buy into them, was because it wasn't like, oh, I need them for this game. It was like, I've got a game and I can get some extra stuff for them, but also, like, for me, playing, like, Zelda a lot, I like those characters, so I'm playing Smash, and they have these things, and then when I get the next Zelda game, I can use the Amiibos that I bought from that in this.
Yeah.
So it's not like, oh, I paid a bunch of money on DLC or something. It's like, I got a little figure, and then it's, like... continuing returns on the games that I'm most interested in.
Yeah.
So it never bothered me as much as like a Skylanders or like a Lego or like a Disney Infinity thing where it's like you buy it for this one place and then it's not useful.
When the new Smash Bros. Comes out, holy crap, Amiibos are gonna like skyrocket again.
And then there's gonna be new ones.
You know for a fact that you can use all these old ones, plus they're gonna have new ones for every single character in the game. It's gonna be nuts.
Yeah.
It's gonna be great.
I've got one Okay or No Way for Ubisoft.
Okay.
I think there's a bunch of weird stuff Ubisoft could do, but this one just stuck out to me for some reason. So we know that they teamed up with Nintendo to release Mario plus Rabbids Kingdom Battle.
Yeah.
So here's my idea of what they're going to announce coming up at E3, okay? Okay or No Way, Link as a guest character in For Honor.
No way. Get out of here.
I'm not even going to dignify just that with a response.
Okay. We're going to get Altair before we're going to get Link.
I don't know.
In for all... God, I hate you. Okay, what's the next one? Is this a big one?
No, the next one's a very short one.
Okay.
The next
Would
one...
you even want that?
No, probably not. Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Can you imagine Ad Mortem Meramicus coming into... Yeah!
Link would also... He would just be, like, way smaller... Like, I feel like
No, they do, like, a buff version of him. Like, so he's got, like, the like, physiology of the For Honor characters.
No, he's, like, runs around like a soldier. Like, he's that tall.
No, like, you know how you can, like, dress up like Link in Skyrim now for the Switch? Oh, it's like that, like a Nord. He looks like a Nord from Skyrim, but he's wearing
the
green
tunic. I forgot about that, and I almost vomited my mouth.
Yeah, you can have a mask.
So bad.
So the next one...
So bad.
The next press conference is the PC Gaming Show. They talk about gaming specs and new graphics cards.
Cool.
Yay.
We're not PC gamers, not yet, anyways.
Yeah, so that's it. And, like, they don't tend to announce games as much there. It tends to be... That's the biggest thing that seems still like a trade show. And, like, it's for the people who are there, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So the next press conference after the PC gaming show is Sony.
Sony.
And, like, again, it's kind of the flip side of the Microsoft thing. Sony's just been killing it this generation. Like, they
Was it last year they announced God of War?
No, it was the year before that.
It was the year before, yeah. And it was in last year. There was like a gameplay
conference because they did it with the live orchestra,
which
choir,
which is what kind of the last one's like okay for me, just because the one before that was just nuts.
So stuff that we know they have and will probably show, Spider-Man, which we're not going to dwell on because I could personally talk about it for hours.
Yes.
Days Gone.
Right.
Because that's supposed to be releasing later this year as well, I think. So that's... It looks like it's pretty close to done. Like, they've been showing off lots of gameplay for a while now. Right. Shadows Die Twice.
Bloodborne
and...
TV.
Shadows Die Twice. And Ghost of Tsushima.
What, Shadows Die Twice, is that...
That was the teaser thing with, like, the rope and the blood that's from software.
Yeah, I didn't realize there was a title for it.
There isn't. It's just that that's what people are referring to it as. Cause
Shadows Die Twice. Okay.
That might be the title, but that was just the catchline.
Yeah.
For it,
we all know the real title.
It said like that. It was like the blood thing happened, and then it said Shadows Die Twice, and that was it. So that's kind of what it's getting referred to as.
Right.
There'll probably be something new because
it's Sony.
They'll have something that like we're announcing this for the first time.
Yeah, we have an IP. Whoa.
Yeah.
A new one. Oh.
Exactly.
And everybody's like, what?
Horizon Zero Dawn 2.
Maybe.
Well, we're just going to jump into Okay or No Way.
Are you sure?
Okay or No Way. God of War DLC.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, right on. Okay. All right. Awesome. Okay or No Way. Twisted Metal Remaster. No
okay. Way.
Yeah?
Okay. Oh, 100%. Are you kidding?
You think it's coming?
They're doing Spyro and Crash Bandicoot. They're doing all these, like, E for Everyone platformers. Someone out there is going, where's my Twisted Metal?
No.
Because that, oh,
not
man,
this
that franchise
year.
Is so
it's
big.
It's not ready. The market isn't ready.
It's not ready.
Okay sure. Or No Way, Horizon Zero Dawn 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Why are you doubting?
No, I said okay.
Why are you doubting? You hummed and hawed.
I hum and haw about everything.
That's fair.
True. Corollary question. Do we think that it would be announced this year? Do you think it's far enough in development for a teaser or anything?
For Horizon?
For Horizon 2 to be announced, like, in like next week.
Like, I don't think so. But you never know. Like, they might not change much. You know what I mean?
That's true. If they're using the same engine and stuff, they can probably throw something together to be like, we're making this game. Okay.
Yeah.
And a lot of teasers don't have any in-game assets as well. They're just like, like, I could just see like a landscape and then some of the robots or something, and then like
I think we'd get like a teaser and like some kind of hint towards like what this new version of the game is going to include, like where it takes
I haven't
place
played
in the
it
world.
Yet.
Yeah, I'm not saying anything, but just like what's happening right now and all that stuff.
Because last year, what did we get? We got their DLC,
the Frozen Wilds.
So
and that's been out for a while now. You can buy like the
and it was game. Successful. Like it sold very well. So,
yeah, I haven't played it yet.
Yeah. I haven't either, but it's another one that's on my list.
I played it. It was good.
Okay or No Way, Shadows Die Twice is Bloodborne 2.
Yes.
No way.
It is.
No way.
Fuck off. Sony's developing it, not everybody else. So it's not just like, Sony didn't only just announce it, but like, I think it's only coming out for
Sony.
It's a Sony
exclusive, I
right?
Think, yeah.
Bloodborne was. From Software's making it. It's got blood in the fucking teeth. Fuck off. It is Bloodborne 2.
Playing Devil's Advocate, Demon's Souls was also a PlayStation exclusive. So From has a history of doing that with new IPs, so they came back to them with Bloodborne.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of like Asian or Oriental imagery that goes along with that teaser trailer.
Oh.
So I'm willing to believe that it's a new IP. Personally, I think I'd like that because it gives them some freedom to do something new. But I wouldn't be shocked or horrified if it was Bloodborne 2, because that would also be awesome. But I don't think it is.
I'm in the same boat.
People want it.
Okay.
Do they?
Okay or No Way. A brand new PlayStation All-Stars.
No. No way.
No?
No.
I never played the first one, so no way.
All right.
I don't think the first one was popular enough.
I don't think it was either, but it was fun.
I think if it was popular enough, we would have gotten one already for PS4.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. Then just the other thing that I was thinking was that they have added, like, some new sort of characters.
Yeah.
You know, like, they might add this, like, Ghost of Tsushima guy.
Oh, yeah.
Aloy. like new Kratos is popular again, like bring him around. They're doing all these remasters that you add Crash, you add Spyro, you add
Demon. That is true. I just, it's funny. I don't know what it is, but with Nintendo, and I think it's because of games like Super Smash Bros. And like Mario Kart and things like this. With Nintendo, I almost automatically associate all their different characters and IPs with each other. But with Sony, I don't know if everyone makes that connection, and I guess like if they start doing games like that, it will.
I think
start
it's yeah. I think it's connection. I think it's that. I think it's that they haven't done it. Yeah. But I also I don't know that they feel the need to.
That
like
too.
they're doing
yeah.
crazy well for themselves without something like that. So
like it, I mean, it also doesn't really market their like their brand Sony as like a game developer. I don't like think of their characters.
They're not as mascot heavy.
That's what I'm saying, right? They're not a mascot like thing, but mm-hmm. that's Nintendo's whole thing. They're all about so if Sony were to do it, I'd feel like it's a little like, okay, you guys slow down. You're a little egotistical here. But when Nintendo does it, it's fine because like this is all our games are just about these guys.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And throw them in a bag.
Nintendo's audience is so much more, or at least most of their IPs are more about that like family. Party style experience when like Sony a lot of the third party stuff can be like that, like the amount of like co-op and like style games we play that aren't AAA are like that, but yeah, a lot of their main IPs are just kind of like here's the experience of God of War, here's the experience. So I don't know, I'd like to see it, but
yeah, but again, probably not likely.
Yeah,
you know what we will
no
see
way.
From Sony though,
what
fucking Last of Us.
Oh my god, I can't believe I forgot that. Yeah, that'll 100% be there. Yeah. Wow, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Last of Us 2 will be shown.
We might even see gameplay now.
Yes, we will.
Because we've only seen like...
Firefly and Ellie going, oh, guitar.
Cinematics is the word.
Shmatimus.
Yeah, we've gotten that other cinematic that kind of asks a lot of questions, mm-hmm. too.
I didn't see it.
Oh, I finally watched it like a couple months ago.
It's very, very interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah, but I think that's Sony. I'm actually aside from Spider-Man, because that's on a whole other level for me. Obviously, I think the thing that I'm most excited to see more of is Ghost of Tsushima.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that
because that. I really like Sucker Punch as a developer.
Mm.
And the superpower game, Infamous.
Infamous. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Infamous is them.
Right.
And I just really, really like them. I thought they do, like, action and, like, adventure stuff really, really well, which is, like, one of my favorite, like, genres obviously.
Yeah.
And if you're playing as, like, some, like, it's, like, it looks like it's, like, a historical fiction samurai ninja thing,
yeah.
where, like, this village was razed and burned to the ground, and you're gonna play as a dishonored samurai who's now taken to, like, ninja tactics to, like, defeat your enemies. And I am so into that.
Yeah, I don't know what to expect. I almost want to see, like, an Assassin's Creed meets Infamous style
mm-hmm.
game, where it's kind of, like, open world. It can be just very action, combat-oriented, or you can kind of, like, take the stealth approach and, like, run across rooftops and, like, kill your...
Yeah,
kill
so I just, like, I want to see more of it, because
yeah.
that trailer, the teaser they had last year
yeah.
was awesome.
Or, like, Assassin's Creed meets, like, Ninja Gaiden, or, like, something like that. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Or, like, meets Genji, Dawn of the Samurai. That game
yeah.
was amazing.
Genji, Dawn of the Samurai.
So, next up is going to be Nintendo, which is the last like big press conference, or not press conference, they're going to do their Nintendo Treehouse Live thing, where
right.
they'll release a video, and then they'll be on the show floor talking about
Treehouse.
Stuff. Yeah. So, the Switch is like obviously been super hyped since it came out.
Yeah.
It's just like such a big deal.
The Switch?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like crazy, and like... They launched their launch titles and early release titles for it were nuts, and
uh-huh.
they're just still riding that train. I've listed a couple games here. I focus on the big ones because Nintendo always has like some little handheld game or something, or like some like lesser known Japanese release that's coming over to North America, like
yeah.
stuff like that that we just don't know about.
Yeah.
But I've listed a couple big ones. So there's going to be the new Super Smash.
Yeah.
Yes.
Almost for sure. We're going to see finally what that is.
I think we're going to see a bigger trailer for that one. And maybe just give him some info, but I don't know if we're gonna see any gameplay.
You don't know
about
gameplay?
That one, yeah. Then again, we might. I don't know. Nintendo always kind of.
I think we will.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I think
yeah,
we're
I
definitely
know,
gonna get some character info.
I think
sure.
we'll finally know. Like this will finally put to rest the debate on whether it's like a updated remaster of Smash 4 or a new one. I think it's a new game.
I don't think that they would do it just a Smash 4. It makes no sense.
I don't think they can miss the opportunity of doing a Smash Bros. On the Switch and utilizing what the Switch has to offer.
Yeah, like, they need to build one new for the Switch's architecture.
Yeah.
They'll do something, especially, like, trying to make the control scheme work so that you can use the Joy-Cons and, like, all that stuff. So it's, like, the ultimate party game, because you can literally just take it to people's houses and stuff.
I think they'll do something similar to what they did with the last Smash Bros., which is where they kind of, like, slowly released the trailer showing, like, so-and-so has entered the battle. Mm-hmm. And they'll probably, like, over the course of the of their presentation, they'll be, like, one to the beginning, one to the middle, one to the end. They'll, like, spread them out and be, like, here's Mega Man, here's whatever, and they'll just, like, do that.
Yeah.
That's what I think is going to happen.
They've got the new Pokemons that are going on. Like, the stuff they just announced, we'll probably see more of that.
Pretty stoked about that. They'll show some more features about that. Like, you can also do this in co-op mode and, like, things like
that. Do you know anything about the new Pokemons?
What do you think about them?
No, do you know anything about the new Pokemons?
Yeah, I know there's co-op Pokemon coming out.
And, like, the one that's, like, kind of ports over from Pokemon Go?
Yeah.
Hey, you Pikachu and hey, you Eevee. Or no, let's go Pikachu and let's go Eevee. Hey, you Pikachu.
Hey, you.
A little microphone.
hey, you Pikachu.
And then, hopefully, we'll see Metroid Prime 4.
I mean, they released a GIF last year, so even a moving GIF.
I mean, GIFs are...
Yeah, they moved to JPEG last year, so I just want a... I want a GIF now.
Right, we're
upgrading. I'd be happy with a GIF. And it's just like Samus, and she's just, and then it's like Metroid Prime 4, and then it's Metroid Prime
4. That's exactly what you'd see if you Google search Metroid Prime 4 if that came out. That would just be all over the search results.
Exactly. That's all I want.
So yeah, those are the big things that I know we're like almost definitely going to see from Nintendo. So I've got some Okay or No Way going on here.
Oh, no way.
I want just fast answers from you guys on these ones. Okay, don't think about it. Not a lot, but like there's a few here. Right, you gotta be fast with them. Okay.
Give me
or no way.
No way.
Rayman is a guest character for Smash.
No way.
No way.
Goku is a guest character for Smash.
No way.
Kratos is a guest character for Smash.
Okay. No way.
Ooh, Master Chief is a guest character for Smash.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, that's it.
Yeah, I don't think Rare is doing well enough for them to be like, yeah, Rayman, you come here, unless Rare somehow pays Nintendo a lot of money
I think it. Ubisoft owns Rayman now, right?
Yeah.
Because they released Rayman Legends.
Fair enough. Okay,
and
all right.
Because I was thinking along the Mario and Rabbids thing, I was thinking they might... Because I think Rayman, of all of Ubisoft's like properties, makes the most sense to...
Master Chief was in a fighting game, though. He was in Tekken.
He was in... Yeah, Tekken, right?
Yeah.
Isn't there like also like a female version?
Yeah, it's
in
just...
Dead or Alive or something?
Well, it's just Spartan. And then you can be... Yeah, it's Dead or Alive that he's in.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's both female Spartan or male Spartan. It doesn't really make any sense. Spartan 117.
What was the second one you said?
Goku.
Goku, no. I don't think so.
I don't think that'll ever happen.
What was the Dragon Ball Z game that recently came out that's like super
popular? Dragon
Ball
FighterZ?
FighterZ.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Dragon Kratos, Ball FighterZ is also really fun, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
it looks fun.
Kratos, I can see for sure being in Smash Bros, though.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
He's kind of along that line of, like, somebody like Snake that, like, you wouldn't think should be in the game, but, like...
And he's, like, recent... Like, by the time a new Smash Bros. comes out, he's gonna be kind of, like, more household apparent because God of War's been out for a while now, and, like, it's doing really well, and... Yeah, and then, you know, that adds to the hype of, like... possibly another God of War or DLC or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really... Master Chief...
It's not gonna happen. It's Nintendo. Why
and then they... I had one other Okay or No Way that's not Smash related. Okay or No Way, tease for a new Zelda project.
No way.
No way.
No, think so.
It's too early.
Too soon after.
It's too soon.
Maybe like a side style game, like
a 3DS one,
or like kind of like Hyrule Warriors or something like that. Like maybe something along those lines. But I don't know if we'll get another core.
It's too early.
Zelda game.
It's too early. Think about it, Kelly.
It's too early. Maybe more DLC.
I'm not...
Think about it.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
No, it's okay. I know you're going to be hurt about this.
Dude, I don't need more games to be excited for to play. I know.
You have Spider-Man. It's coming.
So, that's basically it for the press conferences.
Cool.
But obviously there's a few games that are going to have a presence at E3 that don't really belong to any of the studios or anything that are having press conferences.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll probably see, like... Oh, I forgot to mention... there's probably a new Splinter Cell coming out. under Ubisoft.
Splinter Cell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's been, like, yeah, that's cool. kind There's of hyped for a while. And, like, Sam Fisher was in Ghost Recon.
Which I kind of think we should play one of these days. Like, when it's super cheap, we should pick it up. When it's like $5 or $10,
I think it's already pretty cheap. If I remember correctly,
well, it's like $40 still.
I will buy it when it is $5. I will play it if somebody buys it for me when it's more expensive. But I will.
What about 10?
If you pay the other $5, yes.
No,
I'm not paying more than $5 for that game.
Why?
Wow.
Because I have too many other games that I like really really want to play.
That's all. That time playing with your friends is worth $5.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Why did you say yes?
He agrees.
I agree for... I understand how Kelly's brain is going to just say no, so...
So, yeah, that's probably going to happen. But there are other stuff, like, we're going to see Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
And, yeah, there's like, a Battle Royale kind of mode coming out. And it's been... Everybody hates it because it's not going to have a campaign and, like, all this stuff.
Like, okay or no way, we're going to see, like, at least 4 new Battle Royale IPs.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Whether they're like weird indie things or like this thing there,
or it's
or
like a franchise turned into
or adding a battle royale. I think I'll include adding a battle royale mode.
Yeah.
To an existing franchise IP as well. Yeah. I think that's definitely gonna happen.
Yeah.
And we'll see. Red Dead Redemption 2 will probably be there because it's releasing in October.
I don't know. Yeah, they might have like a new trailer.
Yeah.
I don't know much.
Well, we haven't actually seen gameplay yet. It's coming out in October, and we haven't seen gameplay yet.
It's because it's guys, they're like
microtransactions.
You can't play it unless you buy the unlock key every day.
It's $80 to play it every day.
Every day. Our game is so good. Rockstar's like, yeah, it's so good.
So good.
They're money wrist.
They're money wrist.
They're money wrist.
Yeah. All right.
There's a game I was thinking of that Shadows and Colossus attached to the developer, and I can't remember anymore. Oh well.
Well, I don't know because. I don't know.
I also
how your,
don't know.
In your brain know. Is.
I was like, Trico. Man, am I get a sequel to this? And then I didn't. I don't know. Overwatch 2.
No.
No, it's not happening. We might get like a new character announcement.
Yeah, but it's too like, again, it's that live service thing. Like, they just keep updating it and adding stuff. They'd have to have like some idea for a big, big overhaul before they'd make an Overwatch
story
2.
Mode?
Yeah, like that.
But it'd be one of those things where people would still play Overwatch 1.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
like how people still play Melee?
Yeah, or people still play, like, fucking StarCraft 1?
Yeah. Well, because... Oh, pardon me. Once you change something, there's always people who are going to prefer that other version, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because mm-hmm. they just, like...
I found that way. Blizzard in general usually doesn't make announcements at E3 anyways. They're more of, like, BlizzCon and Comic-Con.
Yeah, and, like, Activision Blizzard doesn't have anything, so I think they're going to show off... They're going to show off those big, like, cross... company things like Call of Duty at other people's Dishonored Bethesda.
Yeah, Dishonored 3.
You think we're going to get Dishonored 3?
By Activision?
By Activision.
I'm going to make Dishonored 3. So yeah, they'll announce they'll show that stuff off. Like Microsoft press conference will probably have like a play it best on Xbox One X with the exclusive Dark Reconnaissance mission. Xbox One X 2.
Xbox One X Z. Xbox One X Scorpio.
Xbox One X Scorpio Z.
That's weird stuff. Guys, we should be part of Microsoft's marketing team.
First, it can't be any worse.
They just watch these videos, they're like, oh wow, fuck.
Hell yes.
Aw, thanks, kids from Canada.
Yeah, I think that's...
We can't watch PewDiePie's videos. It'd be too obvious. It's still Geek Garden's ideas.
That's at least the stuff that we're excited for, I think.
Yeah.
I think I've hit all the stuff where... There's probably going to be some new, like, Horizon... Or, Forza Horizon... There's, like, a leak for, like, a
Forza
Horizon 5
Horizon
or something coming out.
We're on 5 already for Forza Horizon?
Maybe
Forza
4.
Horizon.
I saw some rumor about a new Forza Horizon.
Whatever, it's still on Xbox. I don't own an Xbox, which sucks.
We have an Xbox right over there.
Yeah, but it's yours.
No, that wouldn't happen.
Well, thanks, guys.
It's really bugging me. There was another... We might have talked about it already, but I swear to God there was another
IP.
Well,
you know what? We're gonna be live streaming during E3, during the press conferences. It's just twitch.tv/GeekGarden, right?
Yep. Twitch,
so we're gonna be on... Twitch.
Slash. Geek Garden.tv/Geek Garden. Yeah, switch.tv.
/Sleek Garden. And we're just going to be live streaming us hanging out.
Snacks.
Having our minds blown at new announcements and getting disappointed by, well, shitty trailers.
There'll be tears. There'll be smiles.
I just want to...
So you can bring it up then, if it comes up then.
Sure, yeah.
And we're also going to do, like, a post-mortem discussion of what we saw.
Yeah.
Post-mortem.
Post-mortem in Amicus.
Post-mortem in Amicus!
Yeah, so that's going to be our pre-3 for 2018. All the usual stuff. Like, comment, subscribe, hit the little bell thingy so when we put out new videos you get to see it. I think that's the first time I've said that. That feels good. Yeah, I feel like a real YouTuber now.
Like, comment, subscribe.
I don't know what the situation is, if there's a bell or something you hit now. I'm really not. I'm out of the loop with that stuff. But, like, you subscribe.
No, there's a bell. There's a bell. You hit a bell.
But then you hit the bell, but then you have to go into the bell settings and say you always want to see our stuff.
Wait, really?
Yeah, like, there's two settings to the bell now.
Okay, that's too much for me.
It's too much, right? So then you have to say, like, not sometimes, all the time, something like that.
And we'll throw a link to our Patreon down in the below, down in the doobly-doo.
Yeah.
Doobly-doo.
Any little bit helps. We do this on our free time.
Yeah, we're trying to do it on the less free time, but...
As a break from our jobs and our careers, which have nothing to do with any
of this. So...
Yep.
The usual spiel about how that would be appreciated, but not necessary. The biggest thing you could do, honestly, would be to share it.
We're also now available on podcast form, which you can check out our Anchor link. I think I'll put a link in the doobly-doo, but we are available on Anchor, and then Anchor's putting us in different places. But if you don't have time to watch videos, some of our old episodes are on there, but from now on we'll also be posting our stuff in audio format, so you can listen to us instead of look at us, which is probably preferred.
Exactly.
Which is an ideal scenario.
I know that I would rather be seen and not heard, but I get told that at least every day at work.
That's the opposite.
You're thinking about getting a new... Yeah, wait. Just get a new job.
They're going to hear you and not see you.
No, I know, but they want to see me and not hear me, because apparently I have a bad voice.
So we're just going to watch the video and mute it.
Hit the mute button now.